Rolling into a Labor Day weekend, and I hope you take this show with you if you're out and about on the roads this weekend. Be careful if you are. Got a good one for you in the cabin of Crapper Creek, Alaska. This week, we're going to play airport bingo. Things boomers and millennials actually agree on. First date no-nos. Stupid new Scrabble words. Reasons your grandma's way too horny. Things we put in our mouth. And how to start a fight in just 5 minutes. All this week on the podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, the podcast.
Now, yesterday, our idiot of the day was a classic. It was good. It was the grandma that was got reprimanded at Disney World for groping Goofy. And he said he was going to press charges. Really, dude? You're 32 and you play Goofy? You should be paying her. Because I know you ain't been groped in a long time. She just squeezed his butt. And he wants to press charges. Ugh. You know, I would expect that from Donald Duck, maybe. But not Goofy. But that's pretty cool. Now, see, the thing is like, Maria is a grandma now. And I don't think he would have complained. I'll be straight up. But I don't know what the late, I don't know. But anyway, is your grandma way too horny? The top signs, your grandma's way too horny. She's always pinching your cheeks and not the ones on your face. She was kicked out of a Rod Stewart concert for throwing a pair of her Depends on stage. Her knees are artificial, but what she does on them, you don't want to think about. She belongs to the KY Jelly of the Month Club. Her bumper sticker says, if the Buick's a-rockin', don't come a-knockin'. And finally, ways you know that your grandmother's way too horny. Her favorite Jeopardy category is things that vibrate. This spring, the wife and I did some traveling. We went to, flew over to New York for a bit, London, went down and lived in Portugal. Had a good time. Spent a lot of time in airports, so... last month and this month we've done, you know, for the state fair, we've done state fair bingo. When you try to find certain people or things at the state fair to mark off your card, your bingo card. Well, we were, JFK walking for miles because that's what you do at JFK between gates. In fact, there's actually a, U.S., airport, study on the one that people have to walk the farthest between gates. Dallas-Fort Worth International, the longest distance, 2.6 miles. JFK was fifth at just 1 mile, 1.38 miles. Tell you what, that's just in Heathrow is a lot of walking. A lot of walking in Heathrow. So we had a lot of time to come up and come up with airport bingo and things you'd see on your airport bingo card. Again, these are all pretty cool. You can try this next time you travel. What you do is you write all these down and then you divvy them up on different pieces of paper and whoever finishes their like five or whatever. So on your airport bingo card, here's what you'd look for. An enraged Southwest passenger. Pilot staggering out of an American Airlines lounge. That's a go. That's extra points. A taped up cardboard box doubling as luggage. We've all seen that. Usually at like a Spirit airline carousel. A TSA agent totally ignoring their security monitor. A guy enjoying his security pat down. Maybe a little too much. An enclosure filled with sad smokers. That's a good one. A woman with a therapy animal that's obviously just a pet. A dead-eyed husband wishing he was any place other than an airport with his wife and three screaming children. Some guy on the tarmac body slamming your suitcase. A miserable gate agent, usually, again, Spirit Terminal. A group of five people walking side by side through the hall of one of the... And you can't get by them. What about the overpacker, right? They've got the purse. They've got, you know, like eight carry-ons. Anything to save from having to check luggage? Or the group of flight attendants that think they're out of the 60s and looking really hot? That's another one. the long line at Cinnabon. Oh, we can go on and on. The person with a stack of quarters at the massage chairs. I think you get the gist of this. Come up with your own. I'd love to hear them. There's always going to be the constant bickering between generations, right? Seems like millennials, boomers, right? Okay, boomer. Well, what about okay, millennial? Because there's some things that millennials agree on that old people do. And a list of them came out online. For instance, they both agree that new car headlights, way too bright, right? What the heck happened there? Social media was better when it only showed you content from friends and followed pages, and it was easier to pick up where you last scrolled, right? I think millennials and boomers agree on that. They also say that both agree that you don't need to download an app for everything. Also, here's something cool millennials are discovering. Not everything needs to be recorded, photographed, and posted online, especially if you're at the concert. Put down the damn phone. There's nothing worse than video guy at the concert going to record footage that nobody's going to watch ever, because concert footage sucks on your phone. Can I just say that? I should have a t-shirt that says that. Let's see. Something else that both agree. Oh, restaurants should offer an actual menu, not a QR code. You hear that, restaurants? Nobody's into your QR codes. Doesn't matter what gen. It's not an old person thing. Tips as well should be for sit-down meals and restaurants only. Touchscreen keyboards, not as good as actual physical keyboards. Boomers, millennials alike agree with that. They also agree that if I say something to you, I'd like an acknowledgement that you heard me. Writing notes by hand on paper, way better than typing notes. And the way that Gen Z makes hearts with their hands is deeply unsettling to millennials and boomers alike. Stop doing it. But that goes both ways. I mean, all boomers aren't just crotchety and stuck in their ways. They agree with some things that young people do. Like, yeah, it is easier to ghost somebody than break up. We totally agree with you. 4-day work weeks, totally rock. Avocados, yeah, they pair well with toast. I won't lie. Office smoke breaks, pointless when you can vape in the bathroom. Music, film, television, yep, peaked in the 80s. We all agree with that. And having kids, yeah, probably an awful idea. Just an awful idea. Oh, you know, I don't like to talk politics, religion, or just anything that raises and boils your blood pressure and gets your anxiety going up. It's just not worth it. There's plenty of places to find if that's what you're into. But, I used to be, there was time, a long time ago, I'm not blue or red now, I'm purple, I'm as purple as they get, but I was blue for a while, and then reality sunk in, and they were all lost their minds, so I was red, and then same thing, I just think, I don't care if you're liberal or conservative, if you're far on either end, you've lost your mind, and none of us are buying it or drinking your Kool-Aid anymore. Be purple. Because this nation is divided, right? The COVID thing, mask or no mask, that was a big one. You're going to get the shot or not the shot, or you're cats or dogs, cigarettes or vapes, East Coast or West Coast. We just love to divide. Of course, the Democratic National Convention was underway in Chicago, which is mildly exciting for 50% of the people who follow politics. But it seems like everything is super divisive these days. So we found a list of things that actually are supported by at least 75% of both parties. It's a great list. Check these out. These are actual things that are supported by both, where we could all get along and all agree. Increasing restrictions on telemarketers' use of automated dialing and robocalling. Who doesn't agree with that? Increasing legal protections for people who expose government wrongdoing. Increasing federal funding for trade schools and vocational training. Yes! If we're going to be handing out loans, we should be handing more loans out to farmers, since they're the ones that give us food that we need. Requiring financial literacy education in public high schools. Yes! Teach kids about money, for crying out loud. Restrict corporate spending on elections. Boom. Term limits. Boom. Capping annual out-of-pocket costs for prescription drugs. Yes. Increasing federal funding for highway construction and maintenance. Tax breaks for companies that move their manufacturing back to the U.S. What's wrong with all of these? We all agree on these. Fight me. Increasing regulation of AI technology. Reducing federal taxes for families who make less than 100 grand a year. How about that? Tax incentives for food service businesses to donate leftovers to food banks. Anybody have a problem with any of these? No. See how easy that was? Term limits. Oh, that would be huge, wouldn't it? None of these are going to happen. It's like when you're a kid and you put out that Christmas wish list. It's like, what? More army men? That's not what I wanted at all.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
It was an interesting list about how we feel about, for instance, cell phones. One of the hotly debated aspects of restaurant culture, aside from the whole tipping thing, which is, I agree, has gotten out of hand. I'll tip good service, but don't ask me for a tip when you haven't done anything yet, right? Or don't ask me for a tip when all you did was hand me something. That's not service. That's just, anyway. There's a new poll out on restaurant etiquette, and 80% of people said your smartphone should be out of sight, especially on a date. Totally agree. 54% said no one should see it during a family gathering, and 50% said you shouldn't have it out even with friends. Now, there's a few exceptions. Most people, 81%, said it's appropriate to whip it out to get a photo of the person you're eating with, assuming it's the right vibe, right? You know, your boss, somebody else, a birthday. 66% say it's okay if you get an urgent call. And 63% say it's okay if you're going to take photos of the food, but it should be quick. Snap the photo, the plate, whatever you want to do, and put the phone away again. The poll also asked about splitting the bill. If you're on a date, 68% believe that the person who initiated the date should pick up the check. But it's perfectly acceptable and considerate for the other person to offer to split the bill. Most popular way to do it in the South is to have the server divvy it up based on each person's order. But in the Northeast, most people prefer to either have the bill split evenly among all the guests or just opt for the simplicity of one person paying and everyone pays them back on Venmo or something that works. You know, I'll get it. You pick up the tip. Okay, that's always a good one. But I mean, if you're out and about, you know, the phone is one thing, but it's what you're saying too, especially on a date. You have to be careful. If it's like a first date or just, you know, you're not married and it's a date, there's certain things you shouldn't do, certain things you don't want to hear on a date. You know, the last thing you're on a date, ladies, and the guy goes, oh, well, since my mom's in town, I figured you wouldn't mind if she joined us. Hey, could we switch seats? I want a better view of the TV. I picked this place because it's got the best skee ball machine game in town. If you excuse me, I have to use the bathroom. Never mind. What, you act like you've never seen a therapy tarantula before? Hey, mind if I smoke? Meth? It's my wife, Duck! Or worse yet, welcome to Applebee's! For some reason, when you go home, remember when you were a kid and you would have breakfast for dinner and you'd get all excited when mom said you're doing breakfast for dinner? Rarely do you have dinner for breakfast. Just so it's like, what's for breakfast? Oh, meatloaf, mashed potatoes. Never happens, right? With that said, how about a foodie roundup, though? Yeah! And we kick back with the news. Starbucks changing their coffee blend. In fact, they did it in May. Did anybody notice? No, because their coffee's horrible. Is that a banana I see inside my Chick-fil-A? Or are they just excited to bring back banana pudding milkshakes? Cinnabon has announced a limited time collab with Warheads. The sour, really? Cinnabon and sour? We'd mentioned this last week. It's pretty funny. Titans quarterback Will Levis has released Will Levis number 8, a fragrance based on the smell of Hellman's mayonnaise. I know. Me, I'm holding out for the Tom Brady Dijon cologne. Taco Bell is testing what they call a nostalgic menu with one item from each decade. From the 60s, they're going to the tostada. 70s, the green burrito. 80s, the Mexi-Mil. 90s, the beef gordita supreme. And all right, basically, it's the same 8 ingredients they have. They're just showing you how they used to put them together. 63% of people say, yeah, it's okay to snap photos of your food at a restaurant as long as you do it quickly and not, like, too obvious about it. Ice cream flavors from around the world. What country has a favorite? Neapolitan. Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, number one in America, Canada, Mexico, most of Central America, England, even Australia. Overall, vanilla most popular. Some big countries have flavors that are less common. The top flavor in China and Japan, matcha. Brazil, it's pistachio. Saudi Arabia, it's mango. Some places have Bolivia, it's cinnamon ice cream. Chile loves pineapple ice cream. Iceland loves coffee ice cream. Fig in Indonesia. And Denmark likes licorice ice cream. It's just wrong on several levels. Had National Potato Day the other day. The top ways we enjoy them, French fries, followed by mashed potatoes, baked potatoes, and hash browns. Tater tots and potato salad tied for fifth, but both potato salads' popularity is kind of waning. McDonald's fries are still our favorite, by the way, when it comes to those. And finally, get ready for Oreo-flavored Coke and Coke-flavored Oreos. Two delicious flavors that really should not go together, but they're going to do it anyways. Coca-Cola's teaming up with Nabisco. An Oreo-flavored soda? The only thing more disgusting than an Oreo-flavored soda is a Coca-Cola-flavored Oreo. Stop it already. Just dunk mine in milk as usual, thank you. It's your Foodie Roundup. Yeah! Time for little dork stuff portion of the show. It's time for your nerd news. Let's talk science. Bam! Why not? In your nerd news, what do we have in the nerd news today? You know, we always try to scour the globe, find the best stories. We got killer coffee, contagious yawns, and we got oceans on Mars. Time for your nerd news. In space news, we found huge oceans of water on Mars, or technically in Mars. It's too deep to get to, but it's there. In caffeine news, a new study found more than 4 cups of coffee or 2 energy drinks a day could cause some heart damage. Oh, man. Now you tell me after 30 years of 8 cups of coffee a day? Really? Bam! In AI news, a study in England found things like ChatGPT don't actually pose a serious threat to society, so we should just chill out, stop worrying about AI destroying humanity just for a bit. Could we back that up? Bam! In I Swear I'm Not Tired news, a study mapped the neural pathways that cause you to yawn when you see someone else yawn. Even pets will do it. I mean, I hope you're not yawning during my show. Bam! In climate change news, scientists developed a new way of producing superwood that stores more carbon and reduces emissions. Okay, guys, go ahead. Give me the superwood jokes. Here we go. Bam! In How Did They Do That news, a study found the 6-ton altar stone at Stonehenge likely came from 500 miles away in Scotland. All right. And finally, in bug news, a study found bug sprays meant to deter cockroaches don't work well anymore. They've evolved past them. The term super roaches is being tossed around. Oh, good. Bam! Super roaches. I saw these giant red ones in Portugal. And when you step on them, it sounds like you're stepping on a taco. It must have been super roaches, right? It's your nerd news. I was talking a couple weeks ago, the Webster, one of the dictionary outfits, are always trying to stay relevant by adding new words, but most of their words aren't actual words, they're all phrases. Well, Scrabble, of course, trying to stay relevant as well. The official Scrabble dictionary is adding a bunch of new words. Or one of the official dictionaries. Did you know there was more than one? Apparently there is. Most Americans use the Merriam-Webster version, but Collins Dictionary has one that's used by most other English-speaking countries. Some international competitions combine them. Scrabble competitions. Did you know about that either? See, we're learning everything about Scrabble. Collins just announced they're adding 2,000 new words. A lot of it is Gen Z slang, but they'll all be playable words starting January 1st. Yeet, meaning to throw, but also used to express excitement. Yeet. Backney, in other words, acne on your back. Backney is going to be bougie, fancy or luxurious. And they added multiple spellings of bougie. Floof, slang for any furry animal. A floof? Really? Nibbling. Now, I thought that was... But this isn't nibble like N-I-B-B-L-A. This is nibbling, a gender-neutral term for a niece or nephew. Nibbling. It's like a sibling, but not. It's nibbling. It's not nibbling like eating something very small. I'm right. One word slang for am I right. That's one. That one's actually in the Merriam-Webster version already. I'm right. Am I right? Stan. Not a person. It's to obsess over someone who's famous. Anywho, that's in there. Coulda, as in woulda, coulda, shoulda. Gramble, something worthy of being posted on Instagram. That's grammable. Oh, yeah. Am I right? All right, so I just had to leave. I had to take care of my pets. I had a little William Shatner got a little stomach thing. I had to heal up. He got cut a little bit on his belly near some sharp wire when I was putting in a fence. He's okay now. But that led me to find this online. It's the finalist for the strangest pet insurance claim of the year. Now, voting is closed. It's the annual Hambone Award, recognized for strangest pet insurance claim of the year. It's the 16th year that Nationwide Insurance has hosted this. It's hosted by Nationwide. I'm looking over these now. This year, it's very dog heavy. Last year's winner was a cat named Gaios who needed stitches after being folded up in a sofa bed. All right. Nope. It was okay. Pets were harmed in the making of this bit. So don't. Anyway, let's see. Look over some of the. These are the ones that have made the finals. All right. Sky, a Great Dane in Oregon that fought a weasel and lost. It bit him in the eyelid. Made a full recovery. Luca, dog in Massachusetts that ripped into the trash and ate a corn cob. It's okay, but corn cobs can cause intestinal blockages in dogs or humans, I would imagine. Lambo, a lab mix in North Carolina, ate 250 pieces of a jigsaw puzzle. But only the loose pieces. The corners and edge pieces were already assembled, and he left those alone. Kodiak, a dog in Virginia that won't stop eating rocks. She had to have four removed from her stomach a few years back. And then ate two more. Irma was a dog in Florida that had to go to on a high-fiber diet after eating tiny pieces of sharp metal. Ow! Clover. It was a parrot, believe it or not. Took third. New Jersey. A parrot in New Jersey that got her claws tangled up like tying someone's shoelaces together. Vet had to untangle her claws. Number two is Bear, which is a little corgi. Pennsylvania, that chewed on a bottle of nail adhesive that was basically like super glue. Luckily, it wasn't toxic, but glued part of his lips shut. And number one was Archie, a dog in New Jersey that got excited the mailman was there and broke through a plate glass door. Yeah, he needed stitches to his paws. So he either really likes the mailman or really hates the mailman.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
This might be the first question with an endless number of fun answers. Somebody challenged to start a fight in five words or less. But you can't mention politics. All right, so let's take that one off the table. Oh, here's a good one. You're acting like your mom. I don't know. That's not such a... My mom was awesome. She played tennis, golf, shoot a shotgun, ride a Harley. My mom was way cool. Hot dogs are tacos. Well, that'll start some arguments. Ketchup on pizza. Of course, pineapple on pizza also get a lot of mentions. These are all great ways to start a fight. Anything about popular food or beverage being bad. Chocolate is gross. Steak is gross. Mayonnaise is trash. Coffee is nasty. Any of those. Just mention it. You're starting to fight. Wine is better with ice. Dogs are better than cats. Cats better than dogs. Oh, that's an old one, right? It's like Ford or Chevy or something. Anything about popular movies or shows. Star Wars is boring. Go ahead, say that in a room full of nerds. Let me know how that works for you. Game of Thrones is stupid. Goodfellas, it's mid. Shawshank Redemption is overrated. Say it to somebody. Oh, here's one. Go into a room full of women and say, Brad Pitt was never hot. Oh, try this one out on the significant other. Mansplaining is valid communication. Oh, yeah. That'll be fine. PCs are better than Macs or vice versa. That's always a good one. Anything about a sports team. Yankees suck. Cowboys suck. Nobody cares about hockey. You can say any of those and start a fight. The sporting club in my general vicinity is better than the sporting club in your general vicinity. Anything about a band or musician. I'll just say the Beatles are overrated in a room full of boomers. Or go to a bunch of Gen Zers and say Taylor Swift is a fraud. Breakdancing isn't a sport. Well, all right, after the Olympics, I think a few more. Oh, here, as far as the best two-word answer, calm down. Oh, yeah, try that one. The best one-word answer to start a fight? Moist. Well, the Olympics are over. I know, sad, sad news, but, you know, I think we learned a lot from these games, right? We learned about unity and togetherness, and the world can come together, blah, 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 blah. But, well, you know, we learned a lot of other more important things when it came to the Olympics in France. And what did we learn? Well, we learned that Harry Potter apparently does the pommel horse. Sine is French for dysentery. We learned every athlete either survived the death of a loved one, survived a death, a disease, or a crash. And evidently there's a new movie coming out called Wicked. Is this right? We learned the only thing China is better at than surveillance is diving. We also learned that all you need to play handball is a ball, a net, and a very low standard for fun. We learned fencing was obviously invented to give people something to do with old used car antennas. And finally, we learned, well, between Snoop Dogg, Team Jamaica, the surfers, and the skateboarding teams, the Olympics obviously are no longer testing for weed. Hey, boys and girls, it's time to see what we can put in our mouth. That sounded really bad, but here's the deal. If you've got kids, you probably caught them putting some nasty stuff in their mouths at some point. Or if you have a dog, it's like, oh my God, did you just, oh my God. And if you think you're completely desensitized, see if you can make it through this list without cringing. I don't even know if I want to read these. People on social media are talking about the most disgusting things they have put in their mouths. I can't even say that with a straight face. On purpose or not? All right, I'm going to be honest. It's a little rough. Okay, so here's a crazy one. Soap. All right. Now, you know, we also saw, you know, a Christmas story. That was old school. They weren't having their mouths washed out. Saying something naughty, someone was handing out soap samples outside a store and someone drunkenly popped it in their mouth thinking it was food. All right, yeah, I have a feeling as we go through the list, liquor was probably involved in a number of these, right? Someone said, I once accidentally chewed an Advil liquid gel cap. It was obscene. All right, see, again, alcohol had to be involved. Seagull poop. It hit their face right at their mouth. Oh, okay. I'll fly by. Someone said, when I was a kid, I was on a long overnight car trip, and I reached for a bottle thinking it was water, drank some. It was windshield wiper fluid. All right, I was expecting something else, but that's also bad, I guess. A cockroach. I drank out of the tap in my bathroom. When I turned the water on, a cockroach shot out of the faucet into my mouth. Out of the faucet into your mouth? Oh, it's time to move. Someone said I drank from a half-full can of beer that had been used as an ashtray. Oh, man, I know a lot of people have done that one, right? Someone else said I left a Pepsi open outside all day, took a swig. It was full of ants. I've done that and had a bee in my mouth. Spit it out before it stung me, but I've done that one. Baby spit up. All right, any parents been there? Someone said my cat sneezed in my mouth when I yawned. Somebody else was sleepwalking and ate half a bowl of potpourri thinking it was cereal. Oh, man. If you're doing that when you're sleepwalking, it's like time to chain yourself to the bed. Finally, some actual edible foods made the list. Clams, insects, Chinese century eggs, coconut sparkling water, foie gras, and durian. Okay. Tastes like literal garbage. But insects, I got news for you. You know, the FDA can't keep it out of your food. They have a certain allotment of bug parts that are allowed in your can of chili. So enjoy.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Well, that was just way too much fun. It went by too quick, didn't it? But the cool thing is, we got another episode next week. So join us. Remember to follow us live from Crapper Creek, Alaska. Google it wherever, and you'll find everything you need. Next week, another episode of Fuck My Life. When and when not to wear a bra. Plastic surgery complications. Why Generation X dads rock. And we play Would You Rather with Captain Spitzer, the Alaska State Troopers, next week on the podcast.
You've been listening to Live from Crapper Creek, the podcast, with Glenner, produced by Mike Cook. For the full morning show, log on to the live stream at xrock959.com. This has been a Glenn Entertainment production.